because you can handle the truth.
Master Survivor. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and we've talked a little bit about the microbiome project in the first hour and how important that is, and I'm telling you about the big picture, how we are involved in this big thing called life, okay, because being a part of nature is everything. Nature's helping us more than we're helping it, okay? It's pretty easy to understand that. So I'm talking about, you know, when you're living out in the country, for example, or you go on a walk or whatever, you're actually benefiting from those microbes in the soil, and, you know, we get strength from that. And we're talking about going out and breathing and, you know, having it affect us, you know, the loom from the trees and the leaves. And obviously, I didn't say it, but when I talk about the microRNA in saliva, we think about what kind of transformation is happening, you know, when we kiss, when we shake hands, when we're touching, when, you know, all this interaction, you know, these microRNA messages, messenger RNA, the idea that we have a genome and it codes for who we are is radically reductionistic idea, that we're actually exchanging code with our environment continuously, and we're emerging and evolving as a result of our relationship with the whole of our environment, whether it's people, whether it's with the soil, but we have more of a strength from nature than we do from other people, but that's part of it too. If we think about the density of the microbiome and the diversity of it inside us, that mirrors the microbiome in the environment around us that we evolved in. So the soil microbiome has evolved in the same way that we have to be in harmony, and so we have to be in harmony with it to stay healthy. I mean, now I got the science, you know, being close to nature is healthy, okay, is very healthy. If you have ever noticed that, you know, when a building or parking lots are closed or abandoned, then it's not long before all the weeds take over. In less than a year, it can be seen how, you know, other life quickly conquers even that man-made concrete jungle. Man in his arrogance, you know, is ignorant just how tiny he is compared to the rest of the diversity of life. Man is just a small fraction of the whole of life. In the past shows, I've talked a lot about the effects of modern agriculture on soil microbiome and, you know, the mineralization. And obviously, when we start looking at synthetic fertilizers, then especially, you know, with the herbicides and pesticides and antibiotics and chlorine and water and all the things that are intended to kill parts of the microbiome. But in true reality, man is ultimately killing himself, because life will spring right back, just like an abandoned parking lot. Pretty soon, it's all grown up, It wouldn't take, 10 years, the trees would be growing there, even in a parking lot, because life will spring right back on earth whether man is here or not. Man in his arrogance and ignorance has failed to realize that we've had a symbiotic relationship with microbes that make up the health of the soil the same way these microbes give health to the individuals in our microbiome, in us humans. But then, when that gets out of balance, because of these toxins, it's killing the soil, and it's killing us. When they put all these pesticides in and killing all these weeds and killing the bugs, it's killing us because it's killing our microbiome. And I was trying to describe what the symbiotic relationship between the soil microbial organisms are and what our microbial organisms are. I had a client, she's from Trenton, New Jersey. I mean, I love her to death, and she's doing really well with HTMA and the 3 R's. And I said, look, Katie, I said, these organisms, it's a symbiotic relationship. I said, where both parties benefit? And she goes, yes, Johnny, I really understand about that. So she could relate when I put it that way, that this symbiotic relationship with these microbes is so important, okay, where both parties benefit. Well, she understood what I was talking about when I told her about that. So you see, this thing they say, acute infection can kill people, well, this is when the relationship between thinking about bacteria, viruses, etc., as pathogens and thinking about them as symbiotes, then also thinking about how we make our relationship with our environment and these creatures are less symbiotic overall, especially when we're using all these pesticides. We're killing ourselves because we're killing that symbiotic relationship, okay? These toxins man has produced and uses destroys our relationship with our environment and our microbiome. And this concept is not new. During the time of Louis Pasteur, who brought us the germ theory, several of his contemporaries argued against him, saying the germ is not the enemy. The bug is not the enemy. It's the terrain. And one of them was Bellkamp. He was arguing that there's no problem with the bug. Germs don't cause disease. See, he knew that these organisms were opportunistic. They're polymorphic. He said germs don't cause disease, basically. It's more the terrain, or in French they say the milieu, or the environment of the human being that makes them vulnerable to infection. So arguing with him was Louis Pasteur, who was arguing, no, the germs can attack any immune system or any human being and can be prone to polio. And, back in those days, they had the Black Death, and they were just getting out of that. And they were looking at lots of different things in the infectious world and tuberculosis. But, they had really dirty environments. So they were looking at things. And, of course, Louis Pasteur, ended up winning the argument, and that's what developed, pasteurization and sanitation, and that's how we developed, from Louis Pasteur, that's where the term pasteurization, and then it just became part of mainstream just to kill anything that could potentially have bacteria, so we pasteurize everything. This concept was that all germs and the microbiome must be bad for us. That's the old way. That's the Doc Adams medicine of preventing disease, that all bugs are bad. No, it's not that way. We have all bugs within us. Our potential invader, where Bellkamp was saying, is we're pretty much bulletproof as long as we have a good terrain, if the milieu is in good shape. In other words, if our immunity is strong, you say somebody has a good constitution. No, let's check that. Let's reword that. He has a strong microbiome, okay? That's what good terrain is. It turns out that Bellkamp, 150 years later, was exactly right. And in fact, it is the vulnerability of a poor terrain or a wiped out ecosystem, because all these other different forms, these organisms are already in us, take on a different form, a more aggressive, more opportunistic form. And then they imbalance that more opportunistic form, imbalance the microbiome, because they've been to boot camp. Now they're ready to take over, and then we get sick. So it makes us prone to an invasive behavior of a bacteria when it changes. I knew that from years ago back in the lab. Because of what I'm learning right now from the microbiome project, I've come to realize that there's really no room in academia for us to call anything a bad bacteria anymore, or a bad fungi, or a bad parasite. They all live within us, folks. Everything in the soil, in everything in our gut, it's the same, okay? One of our researchers says, the reality is, if a parasite shows up, Lyme disease is being, you know, an example. This is just one type of disease caused by a parasite of this bacteria agent, and set up a parasitic relationship to the blood cells and things like that. Then the spirochete in the bloodstream looks at the problem, you know, the immunity response goes into gear, but in fact, he believes that the spirochete is probably there as a last-ditch effort to create some sort of normal metabolism, like in the soil of your body, just like in the soil, because this is exactly what we see in organic gardening and everything else, because these microbes protect the roots, the root hairs, just like they protect our gut. Same ones. The exact same strains that protect the microbes of the roots of the plants and the vegetables are the same ones that protect us from disease in our gut. And if you go out in your garden and you take a rototiller and just clear out a bunch of land, you know, all of a sudden you see, first thing is all the weeds are popping up. That's the first thing that happens in the human system. You know, when you take an antibiotic and kill a whole bunch of microflora, then all these other things pop up. And, you know, probably the wrong ones. Just like when we go into a hospital, they sterilize everything and wipe out the whole ecosystem with alcohols and ultraviolet light, radiation, and do everything known to kill bacteria. And when we're going to just, you know, it's just like those ridiculous weeds that come up, and they're the, you know, the toughest microbes come back in a hospital, just like the toughest weeds come back. And, you know, are able to survive in the hospital environment, and too many of the worst guys get so aggressive and get so, you know, popular, you know, their populations grow and they become harmful to our health, and they're resistant to the antibacteria because, again, they're polymorphic. They're in a form that are more aggressive. They're more like the special forces of that same organism, okay, because they're polymorphic. Polymorphic meaning many different forms, you know, whether they're larva stage or spore stage or egg stage or, you know, whatever. They're polymorphic, and that more aggressive form is going to take hold when you start killing off the microbiome. And this is exactly what we've done with the antibiotic era. In 1940s, we created penicillin. And, you know, what is penicillin? It's a secretion from bread mold. It's a mold or a fungi that's making antibacterial. Okay, it's making antibacterial. And whether we're looking, you know, at the mold or, you know, it's pushing back on that bacteria so it protects itself from the antibacteria it's making. That's where we got penicillin, because it's trying to have a cooperative relationship with the other bacteria. This is my domain, stay out of here. And so it makes that protective layer. That's where penicillin comes from. And guess what bacteria did? They made antifungals. You know, guess what the yeast did? They made antivirals. And guess what? You know, they made antiparasites. So when we fix the terrain, we see all these conditions dissolve very quickly, because the terrain is curing anything, is not curing anything, but it's making and bringing back the balance back inside the vast ecosystem. That's what a good composting for organic gardening is. That's what a good microbiome does in your gut. It's this vast ecosystem gets back into balance. I keep saying over and over again to my patient, balance is the key. Just like, you know, Hippocrates says, homeostasis, balance is the key. So when, you know, just like why organic gardening has so much more of a higher yield, it's just the natural progression of the weeds get to back off when they've done their duty to bring the nitrogen back into the soil, and the resources that were missing were once, you know, denuded, now we're back in. So we started with penicillin, and we were making all these antibiotics, and then, of course, every decade since, you know, the 1940s, we had this logarithmic increase, this exponential increase of the number of antibiotics on the market and different techniques we use to kill bacteria. We're about 5 to 6 decades into this journey of killing bacteria in a force that the medical, you know, environment is just it's unbelievable. The doctors have peaked at the number of antibiotics back in the 1990s. We've already increased the number of prescriptions in the United States since the 1990s. We prescribed an amazing 7.7 million pounds of antibiotics a year. That's a pretty horrible number. It equates to 833 prescriptions per 1,000 persons. That's 833 prescriptions for every 1,000 persons in the U.S. And that's how much antibiotic we prescribe. It's literally impossible. It's literally impossible to distribute more antibiotic prescriptions than we do right now in the U.S. We're saturated. We've already saturated the market. So killing bugs is not the answer. You know, they're spraying the fields way too much. They're giving us antibiotics to kill our microbiome. They're killing the microbiome in the soil way too much. It's all saturated. So killing bugs is not the answer, folks. The right foods is the balance, and the microbiome is the only solution. And these researchers know that. That's why I said the cat's out of the bag. They know that now, and they're talking amongst themselves. You know, we're killing ourselves. You know, it's scaring them. You know, that's why I'm saying I'm so grateful for this Thanksgiving weekend, because I've just talked to one or two. They're just tenured. You know, they toe the line. You know, research scientist guys. They want to make sure they get their pay, and so they do everything they're told. But now they just like. They can't help but open their eyes. They're going, wow, we are killing ourselves, you know. So let me just tell you, in the scope of the microbiome, just in the numbers, okay, 100 trillion symbiotic microbes live in or on every person that make up the hot microbiome. 100 trillion. That's a number you can't even imagine. The human body has more microbes than there are stars in the Milky Way. This is a fact, okay? I'm not just making up. This is what they're finding in Baylor and National Institutes of Health. Anyway, the human body has more microbes than there are stars in the Milky Way. And that's all these trillions of different types and different populations. So the genes of the microbiome outnumber our genes in our genome expression by more than 150 to 1. So just our little human body and our genetic expression is far outnumbered by over 150 times by these microflora. They're not only part of our health, they're more than 95% of our health. And conversely, they're more than 95% of our disease. If they get imbalanced, all of a sudden, boom, man, it's like having a D-Day invasion once they get out of balance, because the terrain permits the opportunistic form of these organisms to start becoming more populated, and all of a sudden our health goes downhill really fast. But we can restore that, like I do with my patients with the 3 R's, and like I do, get them on the health – hair tissue mineral analysis. Okay, so the surface area of the GI tract is the same size as two tennis courts. If you were to flatten and stretch it all and flatten it all out, it's the same size as two tennis courts. So there's 10,000, there's less than 10,000 different microbial species that researchers have identified living in the human body. They've only identified less than 10,000 so far, but they know that there's trillions. They know that there's more microbes than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. They know there's more microbes in us and on us than there are stars. And, you know, over 80% or 85-90% of the microbes are in our gut, okay? So they know that the human body has more microbes than the stars in the Milky Way universe. We'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
All right. We are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. And I've been talking about the microbiome and how it influences our health, how we need to be a part of nature, how that's evolving just like our microbiome and our gut is evolving in the soil, in our gut. It's all the same, folks. We've got to have this symbiotic relationship and get closer to nature. So back in, you know, as far back as 1984 and on for nearly a decade when I managed Davenport Laboratories, and, you know, they were producing, they were the founder, you know, one of the original founders in producing the hair tissue mineral analysis. I believed it was so important to incorporate food into the healing process. And I wanted the old Greek food preparations to be part of our methodology in their different food items. So after all, Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. And one of the things I'm beginning to understand today is those old Greek ways of eating and preparing foods actually enhances and builds a healthy microbiome. The other thing I'm seeing and understanding is the toxins we're exposed to are destroying our same microbiome that we've been trying to keep balanced and healthy. So there's a very, very clear choice for you listening to this show right now. Do you want to continue living with this toxic assault and suffer the consequences of this extension of extermination program? Or do you want to raise above the hopeless environment of the masses in chemical hysteria and start living with good health and extreme optimism? Do you want your body to throw out the toxins like glyphosate that destroy your mucosal layer? And do you want to get rid of the heavy metals like arsenic and mercury? Do you want to do that in a healthy way that does not harm your body? Why fall prey to their mass extermination program? You should avoid antibiotics and aggressive chelation therapy. The mainstream and some natural practitioners may recommend a drug or chelation therapy or antibiotic to get rid of toxins and microbes, but they know nothing about the microbiome. In most cases, this will not be a permanent solution because the microbiome will be damaged and disrupted, and many toxins will remain lodged in your body. It's just a quick fix and is not a long-term solution. Instead, why not get your body and microbiome balanced first and raise your rate of repair higher than your rate of injury? Why not get the right signals from your microRNA? For those who want my services and pay extra, I get them involved in the Master Survivor Program premium consultation, where I work directly with you for 2 years to reprogram your messenger RNA and improve your genetic expression. Then I will also introduce to you many of the hidden secrets from the ancient Greek ways of food and their ways of preparation, show how with laboratory science you can use food to heal. This is why and how you get our body and your mind back under your control. This is what I say at the end of each show that I host. I want my patients to have their lives in their control. When I'm helping you do, and what we're doing with this is we're creating the right microenvironment to bring resilience back into your life. With an improved RNA sequencing, you, the patient, will promote sustained resilience and resistance and protect against disease. But the first step is to remove toxins from the body. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods for your body, and that all starts with the foods we eat. To get the right foods, the only way that can be found is using the hair tissue mineral analysis to identify your exact biochemistry that will show which foods to eat. With the proper diet from the HTMA, the cells will get their minerals balanced and become stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step. Once balanced, the cells are so good at repair, they clean up everything in all the systems of your body. This is all well coordinated by a communication network that's not human at all, but from the genetic expression of the virus, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. The specific signals from their messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome. If your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, we can introduce you to the 3 R's. However, after initial period of 6 months in the diet and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis, you will feel much better, and because your cells will reformulate and get stronger with the balance of minerals. With our laboratory analysis, the HTMA, we show in the test before and after that what we're doing is working. It will show the toxins have been removed. To strengthen the microbiome, we use the 3 R's to heal our digestive tract. This is the total gut restoration program from the other lab I work with. They only sell and work with doctors, and the name of that lab is Microbiome Laboratory.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. And I was just going over a little bit about the therapy that I do and the laboratory tests. And after an initial period of 6 months on the diet and supplement schedule of the hair tissue mineral analysis, you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and get stronger with the balance of minerals with our laboratory analysis, the hair HTMA. We show in the test before and after what we're doing is working. It will show the toxins that have been removed. It will show and strengthen the microbiome. And how the microbiome is strengthened, and we use the three R's to heal the digestive tract and bring that microbiome back in balance. This is the total gut restoration program, the three R's, from the other lab I work with. They only sell and work with doctors, and the name of that lab is Microbiome Laboratories. That's the name of them. Their 3R total gut restoration program is proven to work. On the 3Rs program, the gut will usually work efficiently in 3 to 4 months with a continuous introduction of proper sporobiotics from our lab for maintenance to keep your microbiome in harmony. Our studies are showing most leaky gut heals in 30 to 60 days using the 3Rs, and afterwards you can eat gluten and other foods like peanuts or corn. Again, that you know, foods that you're once allergic to. Eight out of 10 people are showing after 30 days that they can start eating foods they're allergic to. And after 60, 90 days, 10 out of 10. Okay, your leaky gut will heal with the three R's. And because you've repaired the mucosal layer and because that shikimic pathway is connected again, most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns. Now, here's one of the latest press releases from Microbiome Labs that I've been working with for a couple of years now. And they do good research, and they publish a study on one of their products. It's introducing these megasporebiotic product, and they're excited about the Bacillus subtilis and the different spores involved in those Bacillus strains that they provide. And I'm not going to go into huge details, but the results of the treatment with megasporebiotic, reduced irritable bowel syndrome severely by over half, within 30 days, just taking that one product from the three R's. Okay, and there's a similar benefit to rectal volume sensation, and all those pains that come from discomfort from irritable bowel syndrome. So after 90 days, nearly all those people, their dysbiosis had gotten to a manageable state. We got them on the three R's, and that all disappeared, okay? So I'm telling you, this lab that I've been working with, Microbiome Labs, they've been working with the Human Microbiome Project for over 5 years now. And in fact, they donated. This is a press release. I'm reading a couple press releases here from the lab that I'm working with, Microbiome Labs. This is September 6, 2019. Microbiome Labs has donated $500,000, $500,000, to California State University, Sacramento's Department of Biological Sciences. And since its inception in 2012, Microbiome Labs has valued education, collaboration, and research. To date, the company has attended and exhibited and presented more than 300 conferences, 14 clinical trials, and also provided key solutions to thousands of practitioners. And we've changed over 344,000 lives. We got them healed from leaky gut and irritable bowel and Crohn's and all these other dysbiosis that happen. So this donation from Microbiome Research, from Microbiome Labs, they're creating a whole new microbiome research lab in the Department of California State University in the Department of Biological Sciences. So they're going to be working directly with their own university research library. They've donated $500,000 to continue this research in the human microbiome. Okay, so this is another thing they're doing. I love this lab because it's like what we said back in Davenport Labs when I was running Davenport Labs. We wanted to have everybody, have every doctor provide good health to individuals, and that's one of the wonderful things. And I'll tell you about what they do in Microbiome Labs. This other study. This was a press release, came out September 12th, 2019, and this was used in two of the three R's. There's three products. So they were using megasporebiotic and megaprebiotic, and this was in 2018 when the study was complete, and they finished studying and they took as a careful control of the environment variables of each reactor that allows companies to study the effects of the compounds and publish the products. So in this study, the majority of the gut flora can be found, that showed them what the results were. Okay, so in the Shimbotic study published in the International Journal of Pharmacotics X, which is a big periodical, the fecal samples were collected from three healthy adult individuals. Three separate SHIM experiments were conducted in parallel with the same study design. This particular study included a two-week initial initiation period in order to establish a stable microbial community, and then a two-week control. So it showed the symbiotic test, and it was before and after. And at the end of 8 weeks, researchers concluded that the combination of megasporobiotic and megaprebiotic as two of the three R's significantly increased microbial diversity in the transverse and descending colon with specific increases of abundance of bifidum bacteria, lactobacillus sporae, lactocolibacteria porunzii, and Acaramancy mornicephali. These are all representative of healthy gut flora. They, you know, this showed that their microbiome was being restored, and of course, their leaky gut all went away from just two of the three R's products. And so I'm really happy with the lab, and they have the graphs and everything to show for that. So, when testing with megasporobiotic alone, or you know, when you add the three R's, it works every single time in less than 90 days for everybody, folks. So, with the HTMA and the three R's program together, this provides a dietary roadmap that is the basics of what I provide from the labs to the patients I'm working with in my practice. And I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, bring back the shikimic pathway, improve your messenger RNA, and cure once and for all your leaky gut problems. There is no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor does anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis, and it can explain where you've been and where you're going biochemically. I'm the only one, folks, because I was doing a lot of this back in the 80s, but now I'm getting the science to show that it actually works. It actually works from their studies. I knew it worked for me because I refused a liver transplant and I had to find a way to live, you know. So I knew it worked for me and it works for my patients. But, you know, now I'm applying it and I have the science to back me up. So that's what, you know, I said in the beginning, you know, there's knowing and saying you know about something. Now I know. I know from the lab. I know from my own recovery. And so after completing the HTMA and the three R's, the body's immunity response is strong again from cleaning away the toxic layers and obstacles that are once holding us back. With the immunity strength in high gear, the body will eliminate each and every one of these unneeded and harmful leftovers lodged throughout the body, and that came in from our toxic past. Once the toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are back in your cells and the restored GI tract is functioning fully, then all the systems in our body are at an optimal level. This is synergy, and soon we have true wellness in our body. So, you know, even though, you know, you may be getting some foods that have toxins in, when you're strong like that and you have that synergy, your body's going to throw off the toxins faster than they're coming in. So it won't harm you. It won't harm you. For those who want extra help and want to improve their genetic expression and their messenger RNA, I provide a third level of wellness that I worked with you for 2 years, and that's called the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. Here I work with the patient for over 2 years to make sure we eliminate all the imbalances they have and keep their body strong enough to dump toxins faster than they came in. Therefore, we monitor your biochemistry every 6 months to make sure we get the right foods with many of the ancient Greek methods of the food and the food preparations in order to keep the microbiome strong and to provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the cells do all the work. Okay? That's the beauty of this. And I want all my patients to be in control of their body, mind, and health. Hippocrates says, true life is homeostasis. When you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. Okay? That's what true life is all about. If that's what you want, and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, johnnydelirious.com, and you will see my services sheet, And you can click on the contact tab to send me a message. You know, send me information about the 3 R's or send me information about the HTMA. And I'll get back to you right away by email. And, johnnydelirious.com. And, or you can call me, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. You can call me about the 3 R's or the HTMA or the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, 972-825-7912. Again, that number is 972-825-7912. I want everybody to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health. Remember, the whole point is survival, okay? Be a master survivor. I'm not mainstream. Okay, some people were asking me about insurance. I said, well, you know, not all, I'm not mainstream. So, you know, this is stuff that, you know, the mainstream doesn't want people to know about. Well, what's so wonderful today is now that they're studying the human microbiome, now they're getting the facts and they know that all these toxins are destroying, you know, the microbiome in the soil and destroying the microbiome within us. It's bad for the plants. It's bad for us. It's bad for nature. It's bad for us humans. It's just that simple, folks. We can't be destroying things in nature and expect us to be healthy. It doesn't work that way. And the powers that be knew that. They know that. They want to diminish our population. It's all an extermination program. And I keep telling people that. And now these scientists are realizing that. Even though they've been toeing the line and doing what they're told, now they're realizing that all the agenda that's set up is made to destroy the population. Well, they don't like that. Just like Oppenheimer. I mentioned about the, you know, Manhattan Project. You know, Oppenheimer said, hey, well, we make this bomb, you know, it's going to destroy, it's bad for humanity. And in the McCarthy era, you know, they went after him as a commie because, oh, he's, you know, talking, you know, about this and not having the bomb. No, we can't have that. See, they want to limit the population. It's an agenda, okay? Unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true. But you as an individual don't have to be a part of that extermination program. You can rise above it. But I'm not mainstream, so insurance is not going to pay for it. It's a cash deal. But I work with the labs, and I show you exactly from the lab report what we're doing. So there's no guessing game here. Good health is achieved, and it's step by step by step. You do this and this and this, and this and this and this will happen, just like that sun coming up in the east. It worked that way every time, just like we know from the 3 R's. The 3 R's will work every single time if people follow the dosage, and they follow my food protocol, and especially if they do the HTMA, they will recover really fast if they're doing the 3 R's and the HTMA together. You know, a lot of people are sent home to die, okay? They don't want them dying on the in the hospital because they gave them too much chemo. They say, well, we've already given you enough chemo. We can't give you any more radiation. So they send them home. Get your life in order. And who are they going to deal with? Well, that's why I go by referral only. People refer me to people like that. So I get them on the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. I said, no, you don't have to die. They told me I was going to die, but that was back in 1992. I'm still very much alive today. And if you want to live, you got to do certain things. There's no insurance. It's just, you know. So I work with them for 2 years in the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. And if they follow the diet and they follow, you know, our dosages and follow the 3 R's and follow the report of the HTMA, and I'll explain all that, then, you know, knock on wood, all of them are still with me today, except for one, and he went back out drinking and going to Vegas and gambling. So, hey, you know, cancer came back quick on that one because, you know, he's not supposed to drink. I mean, you know, the cancer came back so quick. It's swift, folks. You know, natural healing, you know, takes more time, but once you do it, you do stay well, but you start getting off the program and it comes right back on you really quick. And that's just the way it works. Okay. And so I just want everybody to know that you do have a way out. There's all this hopelessness being broadcast in the news media. You know, this is going to fail. The economy is going to fail. There's an asteroid going to hit. All these toxins, you know, you'll never make it. You've got this disease or that disease. No, give this a chance if you want to do it, and that is restoring the microbiome and getting the balance of minerals in your cells. That's how you do it. That's the only way to do it. Therefore, your body does the rest. You know, it's not me. I'm just a coach showing you the steps to take. That's all it is. I'll be right back after these for these final thoughts.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. This is Johnny Delirious, and this is The Master Survivor. And just some closing thoughts here. Just know that the microbiome is more medically accessible, and you can manipulate that more than you can the human genome. This is one thing they found out. And that's why they're so, you know, I was so grateful, like I said at the beginning of the show, because a couple of these researchers are now openly talking to me, okay, because they said, well, you're right about such and such. And I couldn't believe it, because one guy was a real jerk. He was arrogant, big scientist, and big money and all this. But now they see what's really going on with the microbiome and how this totally affects us. And he said I was right about the toxins and how they affect disease. And anyway, so, you know, they know now that the microbiome is medically accessible, but the genome, they can't change that. In fact, 90% of disease can be linked to some way back in the gut of the health and of the microbiome. You know, 5 to 1, you know, viruses and bacteria in the gut, microflora, that's how much they, you know, outnumber as far as all the healthy genetic material. And 2.5 number of times your body's microbes would circle the earth, you know, position end to end over 100 times. So each individual has a unique microbiota, okay? So it's different that with everybody, but getting that balance is the key. So I tell people, I said, look, you know, it's the balance is the key. So once you incorporate the three R's and you take the HCMA together, you know, and you follow that diet program and then follow the three R's, you'll heal your leaky gut. You'll restore all this. And, you know, I want everybody to be in control of their body. They don't have to be, you know, under this mass assault. And we are under siege, but you don't have to be a part of that. You don't have to have old age tell you that you are a bum every single day and you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. Life can be good no matter what the age, no matter what. They told me I was going to die. They wanted to take my liver. And I said, no, I don't want you to take my liver. I'm going to heal up naturally. And I used everything I learned from the laboratory. So I want everybody to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health. The whole point is survival. And the whole point is survival and being happy, being a master survivor. That's why, you know, if you need a little extra work, hey, you know, you can. I'll work with you for 2 years, the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. Or you can just get the HCMA or the three R's, get your gut balance and get your cells balance. Once those two things are balanced, then you're resistant to any disease because they're all out there, folks. We don't need a flu shot for the flu. We already got flu virus in it. It's the terrain. Once our immunity system goes down, then that flu virus becomes opportunistic, is polymorphic, and starts developing in its aggressive stage. Give me a call, 972-825-7912, or go to johnnydelirious.com. Have a great week, everybody.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because